Ahoy there, landlubbers and merfolk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chest, the podcast.
Hey, wait. Does anybody have an interruption?
Yeah, so I was just sitting here thinking, you know, if the USA is so great, why did somebody make a USB?
Good Lord.
Because USA is copyrighted.
Burn. That's true. But still.
When you see USC, that's when we got a problem. Oh, wait, that's a college football.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's everywhere.
God.
What about, actually, SEC, Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Why are oranges called oranges? Is it because they're the color orange, or is the color orange called orange because oranges are orange?
Chicken and egg?
You know?
That's a whole nother episode.
I'm not an entomologist. I do not know.
That's a botanist.
No, the study of words.
Join us as we navigate through the seas.
I was talking about the origin of orange.
I don't know.
The word.
Of laughter and uncover the
Dan
treasures.
Just like, let me finish.
hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity. God, about time you laugh. And unexpected discoveries. Captain's log.
I, the captain's log. We tried to escape Dreadhaven with all the with the Azure Armada all around us. Huck, James, and I, we all took place and we joined the Azure Armada as we stole some clothing. Dash made boom. Drog made bigger boom. Laura missed the ship.
No boom.
Laura got no boom.
Dash
is sleeping.
We tried to fight him off, but we all ended up getting captured in the end. And we join us as we sail our way to some prison camp of them.
Gnome Tanimo.
All we hope is that there is no Maritos there. My name is Luke. I'll be playing Captain Lefarius.
My name's Sean. I'll be playing Drog.
You can call me Huckabee.
I'll play Bo.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Laura.
You're not playing Bo.
I'm Matt. I'll play Dash.
I'll play whoever I want. It's my world.
Although we might see Bardas if he gets interrogated too much.
We'll likely see Bardas.
Yeah, I think that's pretty likely.
I'm Dan. I will be your daddy master for this chaotic
adventure.
Oh,
he accepted it.
Yes. I figure with all the chaos we're having,
I'll just take it.
We need a daddy master in these times of uncertainty.
By the way, I am delivering spankings this episode, and they're the four pleasures.
I'm first.
Hey, Michelle said specifically not to get too gay tonight.
That's not too gay.
Too late.
It's an ambiguous definition.
What do you think me and Luke were doing in the kitchen?
I assumed eating.
Yeah. It weren't firing coals, I'll tell you that.
Where we left.
I don't know what that means.
This episode's already off the rails.
Oh, yeah.
It's the second episode.
It's the second episode.
Happens.
There is no laws.
Second episode energy.
Yep.
Nice. Hiking up those drawers. Anyways. You're all blindfolded. Everyone can take a long rest.
Oh, thank goodness.
I did nothing that needed to be rested.
Dude, you are so full of surprises tonight, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Every time we level up or we get a long rest, thank you, Daddy.
It's like in World of Warcraft, you go, when someone levels up, you yell ding.
Ding. I miss WoW.
Don't start again.
No, I'm not going to.
Let's do it.
Don't feed the addiction.
I will not get
You
started.
Have?
I've been... Well, we'll talk about it later, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay. God.
This post not sponsored.
I don't want to hear about it. This post not sponsored
by World of Warcraft.
Dang it, Blizzard. Blindfolded. Sailing the sea. It's tough to say how long time has passed, but enough time to where you feel rested. At one point in your journey, you hear the anchor start to be released from the bow, and the chains run along the side of the ship. After all, this is an iron ship. The clanking continues, and the anchor, it's tough to say how far it goes because I don't know how to measure meters and sound.
Sounds like Luke trying to sneak.
It's a familiar sound.
Luke, are you moving, love?
As you're
blind. My name's Captain, but no.
Oh, sorry.
Being a little fidgety.
Being blindfolded and bound, there's really not a whole lot of wiggle room to make anything happen. You can hear outside of the jail cell you're all have found yourself in. There's a lot of commotion, a lot of moving. You can kind of hear things being flipped and different items being moved. And much like in Dreadhaven, I think that's the name of the place we're just at.
Yes.
The floor beneath you, oddly enough, begins to kind of shake and shudder. And with a click of a release, you hear... you begin to plummet into what you can only think is the ocean.
Ah!
Well, Dash is awake.
Yeah, Dash wakes up to the fall.
As Dash hits the ceiling of the jail cell and the free plummet to the bottom of this ocean. Well, you can assume it's the ocean. It's tough to say.
I think we're going to hell.
You finally hear a loud crashing noise, a boom, with a sudden stop. You're all jolted in your place. All right, out of your seats, get them moved in. Let's go. Chop, chop. Each one of you are picked up by a different individual, pushed in a single line.
Hey, watch it. I just got this jacket. And usually I like to be taken out to dinner, but first.
Quiet. No talking, or we'll remove your vocal cords. And you continue to get pushed and pushed deeper and
Dash
deeper.
Dash is just, like, covering his neck.
And after some time, 10 minutes or so, you're all in what you can assume is an open room. All right, sort them out. Get them where they need to go. Each one of you are taken to a single jail cell. Your blindfold is removed. Your hands are still bound. And a door crashes. There's no light. There's no just pure darkness. Don't know where you're at other than the walls you can feel around you.
Cotton?
Are we all together?
Separated into individual rooms.
James, love, do you hear me? I'm
what gonna is
take
it?
That as a no.
Huck, I can kind of hear you.
James!
Hi.
Captain, you got a plan, right? Oh, hello,
yes.
Dash.
Wait, we'll
yes?
We'll just cooperate.
Oh, it's not... Okay. Yes, Captain. Is everybody okay?
Everyone all right?
All right.
Drog?
Oh, my head.
There's the hangover. I was wondering when you were going to snap out of that one, bud.
Who punched me in the face?
You did?
That, yeah, technically, love, I don't know, I guess.
Does anyone have a joint?
That I would be you.
Bardis said he got shot in the face with a cannon.
Bardis got shot in the face with a cannon?
That's what he said.
He's not lying.
I did see a few of his teeth fly away. Dash, are you missing any teeth?
Dash checks. Is Dash missing any teeth?
Dash is not.
Oh, good.
No, they're still there.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
How's Bardis?
Bardis is—he's seen better days, but he's gonna be all right.
Laura, love, do you still have your tits?
They're still there. Oh, thank God.
At least one of us gets a pillow.
Well, now we know how you really feel, Dash. Big-titted dwarven women. We see how you rank.
As Captain finishes his statement, off in the distance you hear just a loud, No! Not my finger!
Dash, is that you?
Dash looks down and he starts counting all his fingers.
No, it's still me. I still got all mine.
Yeah, me too.
Captain!
Come on.
Drog!
I lost count.
That's a yes. He's fine.
Laura.
10's a number, right?
Is last I checked. So shit. We're not alone down here, fellas.
What is down here?
Well, I don't know, but I felt the feeling of going down, so we're not up here.
Is this hell?
James, love, how are you doing?
Boris says, no, this is not hell. He's been there. It's nothing like this.
Is it better?
No.
Oh.
Shit.
James, love, are you okay?
Yo ho, yo ho, yo ho.
And James is okay.
Oh, thank God.
I'm pretty sure that's a yes.
Thank God.
Can I, like, inspect the door?
It's pitch black.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
you have
just,
dark.
But, like, with my fingies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have dark vision.
You're phalanges.
No, I do not have dark vision.
As you're looking that up, as Dash, the scream, you hear more screams.
I have dark vision. I'll look around the room.
10?
Yeah, I'm just, like, trying to feel around for, like, a lock mechanism.
Ironclad door.
So, who's got a plan?
I think the captain just told you, love. The plan is to cooperate.
Yes, that is what he said. You're right. Yes, captain.
Shit. Nothing to pick on the door?
Not from this side.
Is there like a window? All right. Laura will sit down defeated.
Yep. Did anybody bring any cards?
No.
I don't have shit.
Oh, I think a monkey has shit.
Do we also have our equipment, or what's our status?
Every magical item you owned is gone.
Damn.
I thought so.
They took my stash, man.
Well, they took my stash. To be honest, you could spend some time clean for a change.
Drog, what happens when
you
run out?
It might do you some good.
I don't know, man. It's been too long.
Fair enough. That might play to our favor.
Well, he's going to detox.
I've heard the shakes are pretty severe.
Hey, this is great.
Hey there, Huck.
Yes, love.
Do you remember that book?
Did you guys hear that?
We'd read. Do you remember I think it's Gnome Tanimo. What the?
Oh, yes, but I thought that was just pure fiction.
I did too. Anyone else read that story?
Yeah, we're here.
No,
we're fucked.
Have you fellas?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Drog?
What do you know about Gnome Dynamo?
Drog, are you telling me you actually know something about this place?
Have you been here before?
Would I have been here before?
What'd you roll?
12.
You have a witness account of it.
I've seen some people come out of here once.
Wait, you can get out of here? So that's a plus side.
So it's a real place.
He was circumcised a second time, and he was missing a few fingers on top of it.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think I can go through another circumcision.
Why is that, Lavarius?
It's been a while.
Oh, I didn't...
I think what he means, love, is his personality is the only thing big about him.
If you don't use it, you lose it, I hear.
Now that's a wise monkey.
You're the only one who's gotten laid in the last 30 days.
Hey, we can't all be as charming as Dash.
That's fair.
Speak for yourself, Captain.
You've got laid, Drog?
Laura, you whore.
Well and often.
Wasn't me.
How dare you impugn her honor?
I take back what I said.
She's a member of this team. You will treat her with respect.
She's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady.
Nice lady.
I've seen the state in which we found her.
I'm not drunk right now.
That's fair, love.
I could really use a drink, though.
Anyway, James, you know, from what I read of that book, it doesn't seem like quite the nice place.
Yeah, there, Huck. I'm pretty sure we're in the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, I had a feeling you'd say that. And I'm pretty sure it's been an hour since I could breathe underwater.
Well, shit. I think they have a dome over it.
Well, I would assume so, or else I'd be dead.
If we're at the bottom, can I swim out?
Well, how deep are we, love?
That's a good question.
We're balls deep.
It's a myth of how deep we are. It's a half-finished book.
I guess we'll finish it. If we make it out.
Hey, you know, it'd be nice for a change, Sir James. You know, we're usually writing the stories. Maybe there'll be a story written about us this time.
Yeah, about how they hang us.
Story's a story, love. I don't
still be the best
ends.
Crew in the
Does
world.
Does it count if you can't ever hear the story?
Legends don't ever hear how their story ends.
I like your outlook. I don't share it, but I like it.
I'd rather die and not be known at that point. Somewhere old on an island. Happy and drunk.
Oh, I was That's going for true. High, but drunk is good too.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. I don't think we're gonna get drunk.
Do you Dying, see the pink
we might.
Dots?
Drunk. Don't think
you guys just
place.
Hear like crunching, like eating, and Dash is just like growing. He's got. Can he keep his? Would they let him keep his seeds that are like loose in his pocket?
Probably I didn't think not.
About, oh, okay.
I don't.
I was
think,
gonna say he'd just be sitting there like eating flour.
I'm so hungry. Every time Bardis comes out, I get so hungry.
He must have a high metabolism.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like you're a tiny monkey and he's a fucking big monkey.
Yeah.
I don't see why you'd get hungry.
So hungry. What happens? You think they'll feed us here?
I don't think so, love.
As you finish that statement, from outside of all yourselves, you hear something go,
yo-ho, yo-ho.
And Captain, you can hear this noise getting closer to your cell door.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
It's a pirate's life.
You hear clicking, mechanisms swirling, and the door flings open into a super lit room. Time.
Oh.
Your eyes are struggling to adjust. And in front of you stands a short little dwarf.
Well, you're a lot shorter than I thought you'd be.
Your mom was not complaining.
You know my mom?
Yes, yes, I do.
What's her name?
Laura.
Laura?
Anyways, let me look at my register here.
1 tentacle. What the?
The tentacles, yes.
Oh, right. Right. Well, I've got a date with you and your little monkey.
Oh, lovely. Is there wine?
There's plenty.
Dash, there's wine!
Does Dash hear any of this? Or
yeah.
Is,
okay. Yeah, this guy's talking as loud as he can in it.
Well, that sounds great. That should make this whole experience a lot better.
He says there's a date.
Oh.
We're going to go on a date with him.
It's good for you, Captain. It's been a while.
It's just the two of us and him.
Oh. Oh.
yeah.
Are we that
oh.
kind of friend?
And not yet. But there's food.
But you're open to it for the sake of food.
For the sake of food.
It's consent is important, so thank you.
And I slowly open up your door.
Oh, Drog, you got loose.
It's not Drog.
It's not Drog.
Oh, okay.
Really
you
fucked
see
up on that one.
A dwarf, shorter, black beard, streaks of white. Balding. He has a skullet. Like, giant scar down the eye. And he just. And he's holding a hammer.
Hello, handsome!
Hello, little one. Are you ready for your singing lessons?
Oh, I do like to sing. I've been told I have a beautiful voice. I didn't even say anything funny. What are you laughing at?
Oh, you'll be a fun one to break.
Oh, I think that's going to go poorly.
Oh, I hope so. Follow me now or else.
Well, all right.
Hey, Genji, don't forget the cuffs.
Of course.
Well, that sucks.
Then he tightens them just a little bit more.
Those are some tiny fucking cuffs. His wrists are like...
I figured they'd be like... You ever seen the thumb ones that they use like, in Asia?
Yeah. Like thumb cuffs for an orc.
Yeah.
You guys are cuffed, blindfolded again for whatever reason, pushed along for what seems like a maze of different twists and turns.
Oh, is this the date?
Couple stairs.
Don't talk to us, okay?
Okay. Captain, this is really intense for a first date.
Dash, you're here.
Well, yeah, I've been here.
After time passes, we've gone up a couple flights of stairs, down a flight. Seems like they're kind of taking their time, trying to confuse you on which direction they are taking you. Once you make it into a room, you hear the door slam behind, and you're both thrown into a chair, a long table set in front of you. And the blindfolds are ripped off.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a survival check to see if I can kind of put in my memory the path that we took here?
Yeah, at disadvantage.
Okay.
Can I do the same?
Oh, this is not going to go well. I rolled double threes for a four.
For a four? Okay. Sensical roll. Yeah, sure.
It's not good. It's a five.
Okay. Rolls are panning out.
Don't remember shit.
All right. Let's do this.
I'm still trying to find my dwarf voice, so I apologize for switching around.
No, you're good.
All right, lad.
And I'm looking at Captain Lavarius.
The name is Cornwin.
Cornwin?
Yes.
Hello, Cornwin? Just Cornwin.
Shut the fuck up. This is my partner.
Who's your partner?
And they're just black teeth as he smiles at you.
God, you really should look at them teeth.
Dental hygiene is important.
Gamzee, show him. Show him what you do.
Fair enough. Left or right? Captain?
I'm not much of a lefty.
You're not much of a lefty. So right, then?
Sure. I don't know why you'd go for that, but all right.
He pulls out his hammer, and he hits you in the kneecap.
It's Dash or yeah. The captain?
Dash right in the kneecap.
Can I use a reaction?
You're cuffed, sure. Disadvantage.
So I have what's called Hadoozy Dodge, so I can reduce damage by just, like, moving with it and trying to avoid it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what's your AC?
17.
Okay. I rolled one under, so it doesn't hit you. So it just, like, slams right next to you as he hits the hammer.
As the hammer hits... Cornwin gets right up in your face and just starts maniacally laughing.
Why were you on the island?
Well, I was there to turn in... We were trying to get more crew.
Pick your words.
Pick them?
Yeah. You started one way and finished it differently.
Well, I started it that way.
Yeah, stutter step through this, huh?
I did.
This is all very overwhelming. I feel like it's a very natural reaction.
We're not here to be nice. We're here to get the information.
And he's being straightforward. He just, this is a lot of pressure.
Who's the real leader here? Is it him?
No, not at all.
No, it's the captain.
Really?
Yes.
You let a monkey talk on your behalf.
Well, monkey talks when he wants to talk.
I bet your whores are awful in bed, too.
Damn. I don't have any whores, so they are.
Left or right?
Let's do right this time. Let's see what happens.
So, little monkey.
Am I getting hit with a hammer?
Yeah. Eleven points of bludgeoning?
Okay, I absorb 7 of it.
That's fair.
So I take 4.
Just pop. Mm-hmm. So you're the talk. You're the face. What? Why were you there? Talk to me about the island.
He just said we were there to get more crew. There's only, what, 6 of us? 5 of us? You can't run a ship with 5.
5 of you that destroyed half of a harbor.
When?
When did we destroy a harbor? We were at the lighthouse, working our way back, trying to get off.
Gimji, did you just hear that?
I did hear that. So you're saying... You're the ones that screwed up the operation.
Operation?
The mining operations.
No, we were up for a hike. We wanted to get a nice bird's eye view of everything.
You're the one that got my friend Kyle to lose his hand.
Kyle?
Kyle lost a hand? Like, thank God.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Wow. Like taking candy from a baby.
It really is.
You shouldn't take candy from a baby.
It's quite fun if you haven't tried.
You hit a real sensitive fucking spot. Fucking hate that guy. Fuck his hand.
He's such a good guy. Great at playing cards. And just ruined it
for him. Of course he's great. He can read your mind.
No, he can't.
He's harmless.
Oh, okay.
Well, now he's handless.
Fair.
All right, so what is it? What is this all about?
Well, you're going to admit to your crimes. You're going to take your punishment. And then we've got our job completed.
Yes, we do.
I don't see much of an upside for us.
I don't see what crimes you're talking about other than...
They're also just going to kill us if we say we did something we didn't do.
It's so true.
Well, you see...
Because they just think we already did it.
You let Fizzgig out.
Fizzgig?
Fizzgig is gone.
You fucked the goat on that.
Okay,
one.
What does that mean?
I'd like to roll another attack, this time against the captain. What's your AC?
18.
18? Okay.
Well, you're not really good with that hammer, are you there?
I mean, he scratched me a little.
You're okay, though, right, Dash?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you, Captain.
Oh, that's Gimji. Fun. What do you remember, Dr. Fizzgig?
I do remember
the gnome. Fizzgig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gnome.
There's a Wait. Gnome Fizzgig?
I don't... Truly...
He was
I don't know of any gnome, especially... Well, I've seen gnomes before, but I don't know of one named Fizzgig.
He really likes the gnomes, especially with the beards.
What,
oh, wait, that's dwarfs. Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
that's
gnomes
right.
Don't... Gnome... They don't usually have, like, big beards. They grow little beards, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry,
And
though.
Even then, it's kind of patchy.
Well, I'm glad you like gnomes. They're the laborers who built this wonderful facility.
Oh, yeah, they're very... Brilliant minds. Excellent.
Pretty mindless, honestly.
Oh, that's, all matter of opinion. Some people value some skills, some people value other skills.
Anyways, you guys were clearly in the lighthouse if you met Kyle.
Well.
So, why'd you let Fizzgig go? How'd you break the spell?
We didn't let any gnome named Fizzgig out.
Why were there so many dead bodies when we got there?
Well, I don't know.
Did you ask Kyle?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did he say?
You.
You?
Well, you can't
I don't
trust
know
Kyle.
You.
He's
Do you know you?
A Lavarius.
I?
That's what he said.
And he's going to swing at you again, so 21.
That hits.
And he's going to pump a Searing Smite.
When you hit the captain, you would start seeing the cracks in the skin, the glowing eyes, the static electricity on his hair.
Stop hitting the captain!
10 points of damage.
Hit me! Don't hit the captain! You fucking coward, hit me!
and we just found the chink in the armor.
Let me write this stuff down. Hey, Gimji, go grab another one of these crew members. I'm gonna keep chatting with Captain. Dealer's choice.
Take the monkey back?
Take the monkey back.
Fair enough.
Am I able to rage?
No.
Okay, well, he would try. Okay. He would be like, come on, buddies, and go! shit! And go, buddies! Buddies! Buddies!
This is the
shit!
This would be the first time that he actually doesn't respond.
Captain Bardis, he's gone!
How did Bardis get away?
I don't fucking know!
He's your friend.
Captain Bardis is gone! Bardis is gone! And you would just see fucking panic now. Like, he's almost catatonic.
Dash, it'll be alright. No.
Bardis is gone! Bardis is gone! Bardis is gone!
He went first, and I'm gonna drag your character and drag you back to the hold.
Stay strong, Dash.
Yep. Dash just sits in the corner, rocking. Just mumbling. Bardis is gone.
All right. We're going to grab Laura.
Yeah.
Great. Bo.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
You want to do rollies against Matt because he was going to be the cop partner?
Oh.
Rollies against Matt?
Yep.
That's a nat one.
That's a 10.
All right. How do you grab Laura out of the cell?
I would just open the door. You would hear like clanking outside of your door, little clicks and gizmos. Open the door, and then you just feel something on the back of your hair. Just grip it really tight and just throw you towards the fucking door.
Be easy.
Shut up, bitch. Let's go. And I just grab you and like. Drag.
Coming in hot.
I don't even let you like get to your feet. I'm just like literally dragging you as we go out the door.
Man, I went a totally different direction than you guys.
Do you blindfold Laura, or do you keep not forget to blindfold her in pure rage?
No, I don't know if I'd blindfold her, but I'd probably just like hold my hand over her eyes like as I'm like dragging her out of there, and then whenever I remember, I'd probably blindfold her after that. But also, my character is like a very tiny halfling, but he's slightly jacked for a halfling. I mean, if he had been full stature, he'd probably be like a skinny guy. But for a halfling, he's looking pretty big.
He's strong for a little guy.
Shut up.
Got little man syndrome?
Absolutely he does. Absolutely he does. Very bad.
Captain, back in the interrogation room, you can see your Cornwin captor taking notes in a scroll. And oddly enough, when he looks back up, he'll find out.
What you got there is that... I got one of those, too. It's called a log.
Well, surprise, surprise, Captain.
Oh, yeah?
Well, are you going to admit... That you did it.
What did I do?
Where is Fizzking?
I don't know.
Who the fuck you don't?
I don't.
And he holds up in front of you the token that Fizzgig left.
There's only one man on this plane of existence that can make this and make it work, and it's fucking him.
You sure it wasn't Banana Beard?
Are you stupid? Do you know what the fuck's actually going on?
Not really.
I'm not gonna fucking tell you.
Okay.
And he throws the coin in the center of the table. Or the trinket that you were left.
So then Finn, I feel like, would come through the door. He'd kick the door open. Corwin, here's your next one. Sit down.
Laura.
Hello.
You're looking lovely as always, love. Hey, are you okay?
Why are you talking?
Because
I don't
I
think
can.
Corwin said talk, so shut the fuck
what
up.
What is your deal, Mr. Little
shut
Man?
Shut up! And then I would take an attack at him.
Yeah.
beat his ass. Like I said, very much short man syndrome.
God damn.
That's a 20.
You hit.
All right, good. I rolled max damage at 6 points of bludgeoning damage. Break the captain's nose.
Yeah.
I just think you're a bit rough around here.
It was just an open hand slap, so don't worry.
Oh. So, Laura, connection. How do you know this guy?
Which guy?
Your captain.
Well, he's obviously not talking about me.
The captain?
Yeah.
We're part of the same crew.
Laura, hold on. Laura, and he turns around and he essentially pulls out this Rolodex of scrolls, kind of flipping through it, grabs one, and you see this puff of smoke, and then he's reading a scroll. You sailed with someone.
Yeah, yeah, it's not my first crew.
Who was it? Do you recall?
Yeah, I recall, but do you?
I can tell you.
Yeah, we both know.
We both know. Should Captain not know?
He can know.
He can know.
We're here. I don't want to be...
You sailed with was it Bartholomew? Really? We're going to do this?
Let's see what you know.
Do you know who Bartholomew was? Do you know truly who he was, where he came from, his uprising?
I know what I know.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to divulge any of this? Finn.
Stop playing cheeky and answer his questions, and then I'd slap you in the back of the head. That's a 12.
I dodged out of the way. You got to do better than that.
She's quick.
This... may come to shock you, but this is not my first interrogation.
I figured.
Look, I told you, he's the captain. What else do you want to know?
Were you on the island?
Say it again?
Were you on the island?
Was I on the island?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
What was your intentions on the island?
Don't you fucking lie either.
We kind of just got wrapped up in this political intrigue and we're trying to get out of there.
I said talk! Is that really what it was?
Yeah, did you not see his... well... would I have known about the... did we all see the guy hung from the gallows?
Yeah.
Did you not see what happened? Yeah. Why do you think we're trying to get out of there?
Zach was a good man. He treated us well.
Yeah.
Is that your guys' doing?
He seems fair.
He fought for the wrong side.
Fought for the wrong side?
So you're telling me you thought this Zach guy was a good fucking guy and you're trying to tell us that you weren't here on some malicious fucking intent?
No.
Sounds pretty fucking stupid to me, Captain, if you want to call yourself that.
I am the captain.
Oh, some fucking captain you are. Oh. You don't even know why you were here.
I do.
Well, doesn't sound like it.
I did a crime that wasn't committed.
Oh, so you admit to doing the fucking crime. You hear that? He just said it. He admitted to doing the crime. Do you want me to fucking take their heads off now or what?
Finn, I love the energy. I love the energy.
You're so full of energy.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's do a little bit of this. Laura, please tell the captain who you used to sail for, or I will.
I mean, I sailed for the captain. I've sailed for some other people.
Tell him who.
I'm just going to shrug my shoulders.
Laura's a lovely gal.
What? Captain, what are your goals right now? What are you doing as a captain? What's your purpose?
I want to be the best captain there is.
Huh. And he reaches back to his little Rolodex, pulls something else out, and in front of you is Monroe's map. Do you know who Laura fucking sailed for?
I didn't know.
Do you know who this map belonged to?
I presume Monroe.
Well, you just answered the fucking question.
I'm such a genius, I know.
You're... goddamn. You're smug. I want to hit you. I won't.
You want me to do it?
Hit him.
I'm looking for it.
Hit him.
Do it, tiny man.
That's a nat 20.
Oh my
Why
God.
Is it always
That's
me?
A nat 20.
I critted on him. Yeah!
You can it's never only escape the crits, can you, Luke?
I'm not using a weapon or anything.
I have
I'm literally
to get
just
this shirt that says, I survived a crit.
So what is it? Six plus whatever.
You're lucky my strength modifier. Well, I don't know. I don't have a score sheet for this guy.
Just six plus roll another d6.
10.
10. A d6 guy? Oh, 10 total.
Yeah, 10 total. Okay. Yeah. Six plus
it's
four.
Like, how the fuck did you roll a 10 on this?
Six plus four. I did it. He's so little, he rolled a fucking 10. It's little man syndrome.
Captain, what else is your crew hiding from you?
I presume nothing. My crew is as honest as they come.
Yeah, bunch of fucking honest
Look,
pirates.
I never lied about Sailing Monroe. I just never brought it up.
Did you know he had possession of the map?
I mean, I've seen it.
Is that how you guys are bonding? Over the map?
It's kind of a long story.
She seemed like a trustworthy lass.
You just want to see those tits.
Well, who doesn't?
I don't.
I do.
Of course you do.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Finn.
I'm sure they're shitty, but tits are tits.
Finn, we're not getting anything out of this either.
Are you take that, Laura?
I'll take
tits
her back.
Shitty.
She's clearly not going to fucking answer anything.
Okay. Take her back.
I'll just grab you by the hair again. Put the blindfold on first and just drag you out of the room.
Bye, little tiny man.
I would throw Laura back and take another attack.
Take another attack.
That's a 9. I don't hit.
Okay.
We're
going to flip flop. Okay. Huck is going to be... Do you have what cop? Yes. Cool.
Shark man.
Mako.
I'm going to ask a quick question to the captain now that we're alone in the room again, and then I'll let you guys proceed. Captain, just tell me what happened to Dr. Fiskig.
I don't know what happened to him. Okay. I don't even know who he is. I've seen his books.
Who set off the alarm then?
I'm presuming Kyle?
Kyle's a stoner. He eats Cheetos, drinks Nomitos, and doesn't leave his room.
You almost made a rhyme there.
I'm fucking rhymy as hell.
Is it because you're a gnome?
I'm a dwarf dumb fuck.
Oh, I can't tell the difference sometimes.
Damn.
Wow.
Racist.
That's
fucked
up.
That is fucked up. With the dwarf looks at you and with a backhand strikes you, does a... Let's see, that would be a 20 hit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Slaps.
For 8 damage. Max roll on. Just tell me you fucking did it, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. What we did what?
Dr. Fizzgig is on the loose. That's a problem.
How is it my problem, though?
You let him go.
I did not let him go.
This map doesn't lie.
It doesn't?
Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
So as I'm dragging Laura back, I'll be like, so, you know, I try not to get too fucking involved with our interrogatees, but I don't fucking get it. You sailed with another crew. You said this isn't your first fucking interrogation. You know there's a way out. Why won't you fucking communicate?
Communicate what?
Anything. Fucking anything. You sat there, just fucking useless, didn't say shit. If that's your captain and you want to get out of here, make it easy and just fucking tell all your friends to answer our goddamn questions, not do what you did.
Did you not hear him say I used to sail with Monroe?
I don't give a fuck who Monroe is. You didn't say shit. He had to say it. That's my issue.
All right, now you got nothing, so put me back in my cell and leave me alone.
I just chuck her in the fucking cell. God, you're fucking annoying.
Love it. Right. Huckabee, your cell door opens.
Hello, love.
Oi, you hairy cunt!
get up here. We can do it the easy way or the hard way.
First of all, love, I take very good care of my cunt, but I don't enjoy doing things the hard way, so whatever we have to do to make it easy, love.
Enough jabbing. Get up.
Okay, love. Be gentle. I tend to get aroused with the hard stuff.
I kind of give you a little nudge in the ass and get you moving down in front.
What do you look like?
I'm a big shark man.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
A little bit of blood. Do you have, like, a little bit of blood for where you, like, bite your lip out of pure rage?
Probably.
Nice.
You know, it's been a while since I've come across one of your type.
Stump the trunk. All right, well, listen here. If you don't shut up and get going, I'm going to show you a different mean of eating pussy, and it's not going to be the kind you like.
Okay, love. Okay, I get it. You don't have to be so hostile. Where are we going? Lead the way.
And I'll lead him down to wherever it is we're going.
Ah, Huckabee, welcome.
Ah, hello, love. How are you?
Cornwin, remember me?
Yeah. It's been a while.
You know him?
Captain, I know lots of people around these places.
Ah. You sing lots of songs, and you perform lots of poems.
Yeah, Colwyn, how are you, love?
I'm at work. I'm busy.
Right. No time for
pleasantries. Kids are good.
Yeah,
kids
are good. That's great. That's great. That was my next question. What's the deal here? Why are we here? To be honest with you, love, I've got to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Only because I've purely out of just I need to know. Are we in Nomtamio?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. I can't wait to tell James it's real. I read a book once. Anyway, about your question. Sorry. I had no idea this place actually existed.
Hey, Huck, I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, yes. Good to see you too, Captain. I'm glad you're okay. You looking a little rough.
It's a little rough.
Yeah.
But I'm all right.
Little word to the wise. Don't be a smartass. Just tell them what they need to know.
Huckabee.
Yes, sir.
You fell down. You were reported at the top of the lighthouse. You couldn't get in.
Right.
You were asked to stop running and...
Well, to be fair, love, I'm going to stop you there. We weren't running. I was literally sitting there. You know, my crew, Captain's part of my crew. They hadn't been there in a day or so. They hadn't came back. They just went on a simple job.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Mako, ask the question. Eyewitnesses...
Oh, everyone saw you there. Explain yourself.
I'm not denying I wasn't there. I was at the lighthouse.
What were you doing there?
Sitting around a campfire.
Campfire.
I was.
Were you singing them campfire songs?
We was. I was actually writing a couple songs about you.
Oh, I love it.
What do you call them? The Azure Armada. They came up, and we were actually having pleasantries. We was talking, you know. They was telling us they was looking for folks, whatever. And then all of a sudden, this fucking... little lighthouse. So me and James, you remember James?
Yes.
So James and I, you know, we looked, we tried to get in the lighthouse. I'm not gonna deny that. We tried to get in the lighthouse. We couldn't. Well, I said, fuck it. Let's just go sleep. And we was hoping our people would run into us. Next thing you know, is your mother come up, you know, we're swapping pleasantries. And then this fucking siren went off, love. And this fucking light, this lighthouse hadn't even fucking lit up whenever we first got there. And all of a sudden it starts turning red and your boys started accusing us of shit we didn't do. And then they told me, Huckabee fucking Lightfoot, that I was under arrest. How do you think I was going to handle that? You're not going to fucking arrest me,
love. You're at the scene of a crime.
I didn't know it was a crime, love. I just showed up to where I thought my people would be. How was I supposed to know it was a fucking crime? I haven't been on this port in years. I have no reason to come to this fucking port.
Mako, do your thing.
What do you got for me, love? I'm ready.
Mako's gonna pull back his teeth and just kind of grit at you.
Is that meant to scare me, love?
It's not meant to scare you. It will scare you.
I hate to tell you, I'm not scared.
I'm gonna take a bite.
Do it.
I don't know what to roll for that.
D20. Plus 5. D8 of damage plus 2.
24 to hit.
Oh, yeah. You hit the fuck out of me. Bite me, love. I love that shit.
Just a D8?
D8, and then add, I probably plus two.
Yeah. 6 damage.
Huckabee, it's worse because they reported that you fell down where Dr. Fizgig was last known to be.
Oh,
at.
Absolutely, love. So you want to know how I fell down?
We already know.
How?
The report.
What's the report?
You
then?
Killed one of our men. Your buddy James went to stop them and broke open a fake rock and you fell down the fucking thing.
Yeah, so first of all, why do you have fucking fake rocks? How am I supposed to know that rock's fake?
I go to backhand you and completely whiff.
Yeah. Okay, look, Cohen. There's no reason to get fucking physical here. I understand you're doing your job. You know me. Why are we doing this? I'm telling you what the fuck happened.
Where's Dr. Fizgig?
First of all, I don't even know fucking Dr. Fizgig. I do have a book about him, though. Apparently he's some fucking, like, scientist who,
oh,
like,
you
built
did get
shit.
That book. I do remember.
Yeah, apparently he's a scientist. I don't know him. I don't even know what the fuck it looks like. I could honestly care less why you're looking for fucking Fizgig. At this point, I'm annoyed that I'm still fucking here.
At least you get it right about Nomia.
This one isn't worth keeping. What do you think we do with him?
Oh, I could eat him. Or I could throw him back in his cell.
I'll leave it up to you.
That's a lot of hair to digest. I wouldn't eat him.
Maybe I eat him in his cell.
I'll grab him and...
Remember, easy way or the hard way?
You know, love, I like the hard way this time.
Take another bite.
Take another bite.
You kinky son of a bitch, you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Love.
Again.
Yeah. Fuck you.
For 10 damage.
Damn. Ooh, dog. I like it.
Oh, I haven't eaten breakfast yet, so if you keep running your mouth, I'll keep biting.
Huckabee goes, Yes, love. That one hurt a little bit better. You're getting better. I'll give you that.
Make me sick.
And I'll kick you in the ass again and
this
head you
pussy
yourself.
Hasn't been washed in quite some time.
I can tell. A little salty.
Jesus. I'll bring you back to yourself.
May I have another adult beverage?
Absolutely.
All right.
How come you stay positive and remember you can write about this in your
Captain,
your songs?
Just don't do anything fucking stupid, love.
I don't plan on it. But I question my filter sometimes.
All right. Matt.
So I gotta ask, how's this interrogation going, Mr. What was it again? I already forgot your name.
Well, that's okay. You'll be dead before too long.
Okay.
So.
We'll see about that.
Who do you have to save you?
That's a good question.
Clearly it's not your crew.
Well, the banana beard is on our side.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like they just go back and forth for like 15 seconds.
20 minutes later.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Drog. Your cell door opens.
Perfect. So, are you going through, like, withdrawals on the floor?
No.
Okay.
That was an act for the character.
Oh, gotcha. So, a tall, lithe, androgynous, can't really, mm-hmm. you know, very, very effeminate.
Okay.
But, half-elf person. Fair skin. Light hair, and just kneels down next to you. Dear, are you okay?
I've had a better week. Let's get this over with.
Yes, do you need any food or bandages?
I'm good. Where's our superiors?
Your captain.
Yes, and I say that very quietly. Very, very quietly.
Do mm-hmm. I know what he's talking about?
Did we hear anything before that? Like asking for bandages or food or anything?
Nope.
That was an 18 stealth for me to say that very quietly.
We're taking you to your captain.
I appreciate that.
We'll be there in just a moment.
Absolutely. Gets up, stretches, pops.
See, I didn't see that coming. I was going to try to play good cop. Maybe you can help us.
Absolutely.
We're trying to get the captain to talk. And maybe if you play along, we can...
I'll take a few limbs. It's not the first time. Please keep the teeth intact.
Of course. Where would you prefer?
Body shots, preferably. Having a cleric redo teeth is just a nightmare.
Yes. Mine weren't always this straight.
Same. Same.
And as the door's about to open, Lai just grabs him by the collar and throws him in. Sit!
He slumps in there, just...
Drog looking better than ever before.
And then as Drog's about to speak, I just give him a shot to the ribs.
Is that necessary?
Hell yeah, Matt. It's nice being like...
But I did roll a natural one.
It's a tickle.
So I don't sell it. I'm trying to do like a stage punch.
Okay.
And I just totally missed the timing. Fuck it up.
You stop way too soon.
Can I do a performance to try and make that look more real?
Sure.
Is that also a one?
No, it's better, but
that's a 10.
It's kind of believable.
Just ah,
why? He didn't even hit you.
Everything hurts.
Well, I beat him all the way down here.
I bet you did. God, you're gorgeous.
Leave it to Luke to call you gorgeous. You horny bastard.
Lie. I'm going to step out of the room. Clearly, you can get the information.
Yes, I think I can handle this.
Great.
You left the beautiful thank one.
You. It's going to turn into some weird threes.
And as you leave the room, I'm going to try to punch him in the ribs again.
Okay. Plus 5.
13?
Hits.
Okay. So you do take damage. And I'm using my stats for Gregor. So you take 12 damage.
You just now,
hey, you landed that one.
Yes, thank you.
Good job.
I don't want to hurt Drog.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah, he's... he's had better days.
Weeks.
I will beat him to death, though. In front of you. And
well,
then...
Why would you do that?
Because you're just not cooperating. This can be easy.
How can it be easy?
All you have to do is tell me, and I like get down on your kind of eye level, and all you have to do is tell me what happened in the lighthouse. Drog can have a pleasant evening. We can all have a pleasant evening.
Are you going to give him a joint?
You know, I think he could use one. I think I could make all of you more comfortable here.
That would make him a pleasant evening for Drog.
Yeah, and that's easily doable. We confiscate drugs all the time. It's no problem.
Do you have any fairy powder?
You do both have to cooperate.
I'm cooperating as much as I can.
Okay. So you were in the lighthouse, correct?
We were in the lighthouse.
And what happened in the lighthouse?
That. We met Kyle.
The with the tentacles.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all I remember.
And nothing after that?
We saw the gnomes mining, and then we left. We were trying to leave, and then all of a sudden, gods everywhere.
And how long did that take you?
an hour or two, maybe? I don't know. I lost track of time.
And you only ran into Kyle?
Only Kyle.
And Kyle is going to back up your story?
Yeah, Kyle can back up our story. He met us.
Now, you see, that's very strange, because I just talked to Kyle.
Yeah, he let us out.
Yeah.
He was our escape.
Absolutely. Brought you right to the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice of him.
He's a great guy.
He's missing an hand now.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Unfortunate. But according to Kyle, you left him, and you continued on to search for Fizgig. You stated that was your goal right in front of him.
Is that what Kyle told you?
Yes.
Kyle told you wrong.
You were just talking about how great Kyle was.
We were exploring a lighthouse, trying to get to the top of the lighthouse. But there was no stairs to the top of the lighthouse.
No, there wasn't.
So we went,
so you went down
to try to get up.
So you went down and you ran into Kyle.
Right.
And then you just stopped exploring at that point?
We explored to the mine. And saw the Norm's mine and let them be.
And then you walked over to Fizgig's lab.
No, we went back to Kyle because that's when the alarms went off.
And
we don't know why.
And she's going to punch you in the ribs again. Or they are going to punch you in the ribs again.
They.
That's going to be a 14.
Hits.
For 13 damage.
Do you have to hit him?
Do I have to what?
Hit him.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of rough on him.
I told you this is exactly how it was going to go.
I mean...
This is very simple. This is just...
I'm telling you what I know.
If you are honest with me...
I'm being as honest as a cherry.
I already know what happened.
So you know that we met Kyle?
I know that you met Kyle.
And Kyle let us out.
And then you specifically told Kyle that you were going to get Fizgig. And then you came back after letting Fizgig escape.
We didn't let Fizgig escape.
And then Kyle brought you to the front door so that we could arrest you.
Kyle brought us there. And I thought he was going to lead us out. He got us out.
Yes. And in the meantime, between your two visits with Kyle, you went and you released Fizgig.
We didn't see a Fizgig.
Captain, I really hate to do this. He seems like a great guy.
He's a great guy. Kind of a sketchy guy, but he's all right. Should really stop smoking grog.
There's only an 11.
One short.
Okay. Never.
You see the flinch.
You hear the knocking, rapping at the door. Cornwin walks back in.
Lay, have you got the info?
He admitted to everything.
Oh, great. What?
Yeah.
I didn't admit to anything. I meant
if you'll have
Kyle.
Him prepare the gallows, that would be.
Yeah, I think that's fitting. If nothing else, we've got the crimes of destroying multiple ships in the harbor, civilians that are dead.
We blew up the harbor. Drog, did we blow up the harbor?
He coughs out blood at this point because he's down 2/3 of his health.
This gentleman here was picked up outside of your destroyed ship.
After it blew up?
And then your other crew members were found next to a ship that had dynamite sitting on the deck.
Dynamite on the deck? It's one of yours.
And then
it's not our ship.
Azure Armada is not allowed to own or possess dynamite.
Well, sounds like one of your guys owned or possessed dynamite.
No. Doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, go ahead and walk the captain back.
With pleasure.
Thank you.
And very gingerly, helps you up from your chair.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Come with me, please.
Where are we going?
We're going back to your cell.
Excellent.
As you're about to walk out the door, good old Cornwin lines up, takes a hit, does 20 hit.
Oh, yeah.
For a total of 5 damage.
Okay.
You don't want to listen to this, dear. Death screams are unpleasant.
It wouldn't be my first time.
Are you speaking of the guards that you slaughtered on the shore?
I didn't slaughter any guards.
Very well.
There was a total... you would hear this reading out. And you managed to kill 52 as your armada.
Draw kill 52, yeah, right.
Lines up for another hit. It's going to be 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely hits.
Seven.
Seven, okay. He is down to just the nitty-gritties. He looks real good right now.
As the door begins to shut, you hear him yell, "Where is Fizzgig?" And he lines up for one last hit as the door's closing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know the outcome.
What's so special about Fizzgig?
Well, I'm sure you know about his writings.
Yeah, I've seen his books. The book was thick.
He's brilliant.
He must be.
And he's a valuable asset. If you help, all you have to do is help us find him. If you help us find him, all of this gets so much easier.
So we just help you find him. If we help you find him.
It depends on how useful you are.
Well, I'm very useful in finding people.
Well, what can you tell me about where he would be or how to find him?
That's a good question, but I know that Monroe's map, you know? If you touch it, it shows you where you want to go. And what you want to see. Do you know what you want to see?
Yes, I want to see you tell me how we can get a hold of Fizzgig.
Well, if you touch the map, it'll tell you how to find Fizzgig.
It doesn't work exactly the way you think.
Well, that's what it showed me.
Yes. What can you tell us about your interaction with Fizzgig?
I didn't have any interaction with Fizzgig.
Captain.
Liv, was it?
Lie.
Lie? Do they like to lie with you? I'm just questioning the name.
Oh, she would take a hit at him.
Oh, it's a woman! Even better.
Rolled really poorly. That's a 10.
For what am I going against?
No, that's a miss. Oh, okay. I didn't hit your AC.
Okay.
I feel like maybe it was just like a little flick in the back of the head.
It's simple. If you keep fighting, you're going to die here. You're going to hang by the neck, and you're going to die. Or you can tell us about your interaction with Fizzgig that we know you had.
And then you know we had it?
Because all we had to do was talk to Kyle.
And you Kyle told knows
him,
everything?
You told him what you were doing.
We were there. We weren't looking for him.
You were there looking for Fizzgig.
Yeah, because our artificer wanted to meet
him. So you just said that you were looking for him.
We were looking.
And you found him.
Is looking a crime?
And you found him.
We didn't find him. If we'd have found him, we'd have been in a better place than we are now.
Very well. We'll see you hanged. And puts you back in your cell.
All right. Back in the interrogation room. Cornwin walks out.
Oh, God.
Through a door that was hidden in the shadow. Out walks another individual you're highly familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Drog. What up?
Hey. How you doing?
Better than you.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
And this beautiful black mage robe and a gorgeous quarterstaff walks Banana Beard in front of you.
Captain.
You didn't stop him?
I scuttled the ship.
You let Fizzgig go.
I tried to stop it.
You realize this is out of my control now.
I did everything I could. I tried to get Kyle involved. I tried to keep him out of it. I even tried to fuck with the potions.
You ruined the wild magic in the room? That was the only thing protecting that room.
It was the only way I could try and stop him.
Fuck, Drog. fuck. This is out of my hands. You know that this is Blackbeard's realm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That is her operation.
And she scares the piss out of me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And then your crew killed her sister.
Oh, fuck. What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You sure? We can't bring her back?
There's hope, but doubtful.
Enough pots?
She, if anything, she might be back in the Feywild. We don't know.
Oh, God.
Listen.
I really fucked the goat on this one, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of distrusting you. I'll be honest. I'm distrust. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
What do you want me to do, boss?
Listen.
I've done everything I can.
Kyle slipped something in your pocket. He gave you keys to the kingdom.
And I've been trying to use that.
He slides the two rings that you have back across the table. Put those in your fucking pocket. Grab. What is this device for? Do you know?
As far as I can tell, that's going to bring Fizzgig to us.
Shit. Are you serious?
Yep. He said he would find us.
He picks it up and starts inspecting it. You better pray that that man can show up, or you guys are going to be hung in the morning.
Here's for hoping. I'm going to try and break out of the cell, get the other captain out, and try and do a coup. You good with that?
All right. Here's the thing. I can't protect you from Blackbeard.
That's totally fair.
If you guys cannot find the other piece of Monroe's coin,
we're all fucked.
You're fucked. That's the only thing that's going to save you guys.
Got it. Got it, boss.
Here's to hoping Fizzgig finds you, and he takes and opens up your whatever you're wearing and slips to your inside breast pocket Fizzgig's device. I wasn't here. You didn't see me. That's some pretty fucking crazy work in the harbor. I've seen fireballs do less than that.
Yeah, boss.
Slides you a little bit of a high five up top.
And he just very weak, because he's got 2 hit points. Like, he is.
He got fucked up.
He's got maybe, you know, a Snickers worth of life left. Just, thanks, boss.
Just hang out. We'll bring a medic and get you something to eat.
No. Keep it this way. It sells it better.
All right. I trust you. Don't fuck up again, or they'll send me after you.
That's fair, boss. You know me. I'm for your crew.
I know.
It's the only thing I care about.
You saved all their lives. I'm questioning your loyalty. You could have let them die. Don't worry about it, Drog. I know you're in a rough spot. I'll take your apology. And with that post haste, he leaves the room.
Someday Bardas is going to eat you.
Oh, wait. Before I go, do you have any intel?
Yeah, got some intel. The monkey is scary as fuck.
We seen the harbor, yeah.
Yeah, he can switch.
From what?
He goes from the little one to the angry big one. How it does it, no idea. But one moment, he's a happy-go-lucky little monkey. Next thing you know, we have a raging juggernaut that can, you know, well, rip me in half. Or damn near anything.
He's gonna fucking eat you.
Well,
there's an engineer, and she's scary good, and the captain's damn good too.
Okay.
I'm actually worried.
Well, you need to be watching your back, because
yeah.
Kyle's dead. And they're sending his brother.
No, not the brother. Well, he's such a dick.
Yeah.
Can't we have the cool one back?
You guys fucked that up. I can't do anything.
Yeah, no, I'm... My bad. I was hoping...
Just get in touch with Faith Gig. Thanks for the info.
Peace. Anytime, boss.
Banana Beard out.
Hopefully this peels better this time. And he's going to start like hobbling, like leg dragging behind because it's broken. Just slowly trying to get to the door.
Fucking Judas.
Cornwin meets you on the other side of the door. You're freely opening it, and he just walks, escorts you back to your cell.
Thanks. I think. And I say that very.
You got to roll for it.
That's a 16.
Oh, okay.
Plus 5?
21.
Yeah, 21.
I don't think anyone in the party
didn't
hears
you.
You
didn't need your fingers.
Shit.
Use my fingies.
Your own calculator nowadays. Proud of you.
I've reached that level.
All the crew is back in their cells. It's different now because lights are actually on in your cell. You can freely see what is going on. There's writing on the wall, fingernails on the floor, bloodstained fingers look like dragging across day counters across different cell doors. You can tell that this is kind of they don't let people go frequently in here.
Is Bardas back? Or is he still missing?
Still missing.
You know, loves, I've seen worse cells, but I honestly couldn't tell you when that was.
Yeah.
Drog, are you okay?
Not really.
Yeah, Drog, you sounded a little fucked up, love.
I'm pretty sure they cracked all the ribs that they just fixed.
You know, I've been there before. It's not a nice sight to feel.
No, it hurts to breathe.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
He's got to breathe, Huckabee. You don't have to breathe so deeply.
That's fair.
Dash, how you doing?
Captain, Bardas is gone. I don't know where Bardas is.
He'll return. It'll be all right.
He's never been gone. He's always there.
It's okay, little monkey. Once we get out of here, you'll find Bardas again.
Chill
out. How do you know?
I don't. I'm just trying to make you feel.
What if he died in the bay?
I'm just trying to make you feel better, love.
What if he's dead?
And
you had him before. After we were captured.
Was that a figment of my imagination?
No, it wasn't.
To be fair, love, I think he's always been a figment of your imagination.
Oh, you've seen the fucking proof.
Well, yes, love, but that's like physical proof. And, you know...
What more can you ask for than physical proof?
You're still talking to technically nothing that we can see, love. I'm just saying...
Well, Bardas is gone.
It'll be fine, love. Maybe you just need to sleep it off.
I'm going to listen to the door to see if I can hear anyone that's out there side guarding.
Drog, are you okay? You look like shit.
Three?
That's really saying something for you.
You don't see him.
Oh, I thought he said the lights were on.
You can see in your room.
Yeah, your room is just a solid metal box.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Yeah, you just hear the wheezing.
Oh, gotcha.
Laura, love, are you okay?
You guys just hear Laura snoring.
Well,
she's asleep. That's good. At least someone is getting some sleep.
I think
either
she's okay.
She's very calm or they beat her fucking senseless.
Well, she does have pillows. I could sleep right now if I had pillows.
I could sleep on her pillows, love.
I mean, I'm not picky.
You kind of are. You're kind of into them dwarven women with beards.
You do like the beards.
It's just the hair.
Dash, don't
I
make
just
me
liked
laugh.
Hair. Is it so hard to understand? If it's hairy, I like it.
You'd been great in the 80s.
Remind me not to introduce you to my cousins.
What are the 80s?
Nothing, love. Nothing, love. I read it in a book once.
Boss, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
A little worried for the weather. I think we'll be all right, though.
So, I got some insurance.
You got some insurance? Insurance is good.
What do you mean, insurance, Drog?
And how do you know insurance?
Do you have a plan? Is that what you're saying?
And I'm in a subtle spell knock to unlock my... Doesn't work?
Ah! Ah, no.
So,
if it's not a cantrip, you have to burn your spell slot.
Yeah, it's a burn. Yeah.
Yep.
Dang, that's a second level spell, too. And one second, please. Also burn.
If you got more than one, it's worth the burn.
Sorcery point. Because I did it quiet. So you hear a bam! Son of a bitch!
Is the door harder than you thought?
Yep.
Was that your head?
Nope. That was a spell that unlocks doors.
Did it work?
Nope.
It didn't sound like it.
It bounced back. It really bounced back.
Why do you hopefully sound like you're pooping?
Hopefully it didn't hit you in the ribs, love.
I think I did a little bit from that one.
So what's your insurance plan?
Yeah, love, do share, because...
It's got to be better than our policy.
Don't be greedy.
I think our policy right now is just fucking death.
I swiped something off the table.
Okay. Did you get the coin?
And you just hear laughing.
Don't laugh, love. It hurts, remember?
It does.
And a clear answer would be much appreciated.
Right.
The coin from Fizzgig. I got the coin.
Okay.
Okay. Is it from Fizzgig? I'm trying to play dumb because I don't want anyone to hear.
It's the one they said it was from.
Perfect.
It's the Hail Mary pass, I'm thinking. If not,
what's a Hail Mary?
I do believe, Captain, that means the end all to be all. It's your last fucking hope.
That works for my...
If not, we're hanging in the morning, and then, well, it's not our problem.
Is it your first time since you've been hanging in the morning?
No. It's not.
It's fine, love.
We'll be all right.
We've still got plenty of hours.
Everyone give me a perception check, please.
This should go well. That's a dirty zero.
Oh yeah.
That's a 7.
And the Kool-Aid man goes through the cell door.
Yes, we're out.
14.
7, 14,
25.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Drog.
Fucking bards.
Drog, what did you get?
5.
Laura, Huck, outside your cell door, you hear scurrying. You're not sure exactly what it is, but you hear like little feet running across the ground like...
Do they sound like humanoid feet?
No. In the center of the room, you hear...
Tentacruels, party 5, 6. There's 6 of you, isn't there?
And the doors all simultaneously unlock. And you're all looking at a tiny... gnome standing in the center of the room.
Is there anyone across from me as my door opens?
Yeah. Well, essentially, you're all just in one central location.
So whoever can see into my cell is him on the ground, and he's like, "When?"
Oh.
I just want to say, I just said some very nice things about your kind.
Shut the fuck up and start running.
Oh, you're a lot less nice than I thought gnomes were.
Got if it. You want out of here, we got 10 seconds.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dash, shut the fuck up and
I'm
run.
Let's go.
Hey, give me the translocator. Thanks.
Yep.
Drog, do you know this guy as I'm running?
Fuck yeah. Yep.
Who is this guy?
Shut up, man. Let's get going.
We're going, going.
You know what? I don't care. Thanks, love. You are as handsome as you are beautiful.
Less talky, more runny.
Yes, sir. I'm just giving you a compliment.
I appreciate that, but you're wasting time.
19 acrobatics to book it and jump, fly, whatever I need to.
So, Dash, you're just going to be the fastest fuck in here, pretty much.
Yeah, he's super fast.
I apologize. I'm just pulling up a character
sheet. I have
sheet.
Feline ability.
What's your run speed?
Let me see what that trait is here.
So my actual movement speed, well, dashing would be a 60. A trait, if I use that.
So you get 120 for the first turn. 18. So you would outrun me at first, but then I got you after that.
Well, I don't care as long as we all get the fuck out of here in a timely manner.
Whoever's leading the pack, I need you to roll or survival. I'm not going to make it at disadvantage or anything.
That's totally.
Because I rolled the other half of it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I would probably just be like right behind whoever this is.
I know the way out because I got in here.
That's a 10.
10, okay.
Excuse me, 9.
9. Captain, did you tell him anything?
No, we didn't.
Okay, keep going. Just follow me. Time passes. You're running through corridors. You are hitting areas that look like dead ends, but you can actually run physically through these walls. It's actually kind of mind-boggling. There's a lot of illusions through mirrors and lighting effects where it looks like it's potentially a dead-end room, but it's just because it's dark, and you run through the dark and get out to another side of it. After 10 minutes passes, you guys are basically in a long tube, much like the dock that you just blew up, with lighting, blue lighting, but it's inside of a dome. And on the opposite end of that is what something that none of you can comprehend.
I would, as we were running, I would lean over to Drog and be like, did we just run through the same thing you tried pulling up with the fallen boulders?
Maybe.
Can I insight check them?
Hmm?
Can I insight check them?
The fallen boulders?
Yeah, whenever we all were down on the bottom of the...
You know, when we were down in the caverns to see Kyle.
Oh, yeah, that's an illusion spell. Same thing.
Perfect. No, those are just magic tricks.
I know magic, my little friend.
Clearly you don't.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just like maybe the lights were off and we couldn't see that escape route.
Well, it worked.
What's the matter?
It?
We're getting out of here, Huckabee.
You're right. I'm just trying to figure out whatever the fuck is going on.
As you get to the entrance, tunnel entrance, it's essentially like a loading zone. What you see is essentially a crate, a metallic crate, completely sealed in. And that's what you guys drop down in. From there, you see that that line actually just goes straight up towards what? You can't make it out because it is so dark down here based on the depth you're at. Next to that crate is a hole that looks like it's been cut out and repatched with what looks like a force field, like magical force field. On the other side is what we will just call a submarine at this point. Your characters won't understand what it is, but it is just a mechanical monstrosity that can take the pressures of this deep water.
What does it look like?
It looks like a goblin face into a submarine with a little propeller at the end of it.
Wonderful.
And there's a spyglass with a wicked elbow in it sitting on the top.
This feels like a ship for a villain. I just want that said.
And you hear, and with that, Alakazam! And you are looking at Dr. Fizgig. I told you.
The elf?
The elf.
Okay, so he is an elf. The whole gnome thing threw me off.
Deep blue hair. The gentleman who walks through the portal.
Thanks for getting us out of there.
Oh, good. They're looking for you.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, we should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Climb aboard. Everyone just give me an athletics check. The DC is 5.
I rolled a 5.
13.
18.
Zip
it up, roll. That's a 4.
Athletics.
No. Are you serious?
I'm Dash. I have a -1 to athletics.
Oh, shit.
Can I do acrobatics?
Acrobatics. Is it better?
Oh, yeah. Acrobatics is a 13.
Okay. Okay. Everyone loads onto the ship.
12.
Captain, you're in. So you get in the ship. It makes no sense to you. You all just kind of start spreading out. You realize at this point it's kind of safe. With that, you feel the vessel itself begin to float and propel forward.
This is awesome.
What is this?
It's obviously a swimming box.
What is the most comfy looking thing in the room?
There's a freaking couch.
Drog goes, finds the couch, and passes the foot.
Dora's just taking notes previously.
Do you remember that weird vessel they used? Oh, gosh, I can't even remember the name of the movie.
Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
Periscope
hey,
down.
Hey,
Periscope
down. The monkeys.
Anywho, it left my mind. It had Sean Connery in it, and they were like in the Arctic.
Oh, Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not the sub one. The one where. Yeah, anyways.
Anyway.
So, either way, there's glass luxury. You can see what's going on. There's lighting on it. It's
like
all magical.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
I forgot about that movie.
That's such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I would describe this thing. Yeah, take all the notes you want, Laura. You did not tell them, did you?
No. I didn't even tell them we met you.
Well, unfortunately, they know regardless.
Well, I tried to keep it from them.
They assume.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, all they did was assume that we met you.
So, wait, who are you?
I am he and thy and they and it. What? Whatever do you mean?
You're a god.
I mean, it seems that Captain knows you.
I'm the god of machinery.
Wait, what?
I have brought inventions to this world that didn't exist.
Are you the scientist fella?
Fizzgig, yeah.
Fizzgig, yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the story.
Well, okay, first of all, you fuckers just left for a whole goddamn day, and I don't know who this was.
Skip over the god thing. Shush.
Don't tell me to shush, you little fucking monkey.
Both of you shush.
He specified god. I just want to ask what that entails.
My family is royalty that doesn't exist on this planet.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Right.
Real quick, do I see Bardas now?
We'll get there.
Okay.
You're very hung up on
that. I'm very hung up on that. Dash would be freaking the fuck out.
Fair. Just go relax. Take
well,
in a breath.
Easier said than done.
You're no longer facing death.
I like
Maybe
that.
You wanted death. I don't know.
No, definitely not.
I would like to make my way over to James.
That guy's fucking sound asleep.
Huh?
He's sound asleep.
God damn it.
What would you like to ask James?
Nothing.
You can try waking him up.
I'm not going to wake him up.
You can try.
No, he's asleep, so I'm just going to plop down next to him.
Okay.
You can always talk to me.
No, you just told me to shush, monkey.
What?
It wasn't very fucking nice.
I'm sorry.
I am literally what you crave. I am covered in hair.
I will never again disrespect you like that.
I can't say enough, Fizzgig, for getting us out of there.
So, Captain, I have to ask you, A, what have they told you? And B, I have a lot to tell you.
Well, A, they just told me that they were looking for you and that we broke a spell. I'm presuming the spell we broke you from the ugly gnome form compared to this form.
Yeah, it wasn't gnome, it was a goblin.
A goblin, yes.
Yeah, that's a...
I don't know, we've been going a lot of G's. It's so many.
It's a trick that my sister's been playing on me for years.
You have a sister?
I do have a
sister.
Is she
just as good looking as you?
Oh boy, howdy, I hope so.
Those who have met my sister would call her... mysterious, dreadful, and scary.
It's not Blackbeard, is it?
Quite.
Ah, oh, fuck. Why do we keep getting caught up in this shit?
Your sister's Blackbeard, love.
Yes.
So did we accidentally kill your other sister? Not knowingly? Like,
we didn't mean to.
Yeah.
She was a real
cunt?
Wow, that is a dark word. I was going to go with bitch.
You didn't have to deal with her.
Was weak. She didn't have her full form here yet.
Well, she was still pretty awful.
So, A, I'm not from here. B, my family is not from here.
Where are you from?
The Feywild.
The Feywild with the hair, you know. So you're a ladrin.
We were in the Feywild.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm from the Feywild.
That's right, Dash. You know this shit.
Well, yeah, I know some of it. I mean, I didn't get out much.
We
but
were there too, don't you remember? We lost Turner Jack.
Oh, Turner
Jack. Hey, you were there for like 2 minutes.
That's right, but that doesn't mean
it felt like 2 days.
It did, and to be fair, none of it made fucking sense.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the nature of it.
That is lost. Can be found.
Yeah, we found you.
Yes. So here's the thing. My father wants my sister back in the Feywild.
All right.
Wants Blackbeard back in the Feywild.
Yes, she doesn't belong here.
Did he ask nicely?
He did. He even sent a bounty hunter out this way.
Oh.
That's good.
Well, that's real 0 to 60.
Well, she didn't return for decades.
Oh, all right. All right, that's not as sudden as I thought.
So we had sent an individual. I don't remember what I believe it was Monroe is what he goes by here in this plane of existence.
And we all hear that, right?
Yeah.
I immediately look at Laura. Laura.
What?
Anything you'd like to say, love?
I didn't know he was tangled up in all this.
But you sailed for the man, right? Yeah.
Just because he sailed for the man doesn't mean he knew all his secrets.
To be fair, I don't know if you would know that.
Yeah, only the captain knows that.
Yep.
Oh, about
retcon.
About him.
Let me rewind that there.
Yes, he was sent here with a device that allows people to travel between the two planes. That device broke in a battle between Blackbeard and Monroe. And we can't find the other half until they're pieced together. The worlds are tearing apart.
So that's the coin.
Wait a minute. Captain, don't you have that little map deal that shows us the, you know, it's actually Monroe's map, right?
They took the map.
Yeah, they took the map. We don't have the map.
We didn't really get the chance to get it back.
Well, what the fuck?
Laura's gonna
I remember quite a bit though. It's locked in up here. Well, yes, Laura.
There was a coin up for grabs from the Buccaneers Reckoning.
Buccaneers Reckoning, yes.
That might be significant.
It sure seems like it.
Well, there's one half that can't be found, and there's one half that my sister has in her possession. She is the one that broke the device.
So, if I'm gathering this correctly,
is that why we got sent to the Feywild during that? When we got into Dreadhaven.
That's because the worlds are tearing. Before long, we won't have a world to live on.
Oh, boy.
So
that's not good. I mean,
I like this world.
Wait, so is the Feywild going to get destroyed too?
They're going to merge into one.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Says you.
For you.
Well, yeah, I mean, from my perspective, that seems
all
right.
Do they have beautiful dwarven women with beards in the Feywild?
No, but there's lots of other, I mean, satyrs. Lots of hair on satyrs. I kind of like it.
You piece of shit.
You know, minotaurs.
Yeah, there's lots of hairy things there.
Mammoths. There's lots. Yeah. It depends if you're in the summer or winter.
Yeah, and there's lots of druids and they can turn into hairy things.
You're disgusting. You know, that
Dash,
you
we're gonna have a conversation about your hairy things.
He's simply a monkey with needs.
Yeah,
you're one to judge wrong.
I'm literally his needs, and I'm disgusted.
His shirt and he pulls out
wow,
the map.
That is very judgy of you. I thought you were more open-minded.
Absolutely,
Drog.
Not. I look
you
out
sly
for
son
me
of
and
a
my
bitch.
People, and that's it. And you're just willing to throw us all away for some other everything. So who's really the disgusting ones, monkey?
I wouldn't throw you away.
Well, not you're not going to use anyway, me for so some fetish.
You would be
why don't you
my
take
queen.
A rest? No. First of all, I'm a king.
Rest my eyes here. I'm listening.
I mean,
I'm just.
Let's talk about who's really the dominant one.
Enough. Please.
I'm so confused.
I believe Drog has something to say to the crew.
Yes, please. Bring some sense of this.
Well, he snagged a really nice treasure piece, and I hold the map out in front of me.
Oh, shit!
I thought you said you grabbed a coin.
Well, that was true, too.
You shifty son of a bitch!
Like you wouldn't try and nick everything you could on the way out.
Absolutely.
I am no thief. I'm just a pirate.
And a pirate is opportunistic.
That's true.
Light fingers. And they were dicks. And
they
I kind of show my ribs, and they're just... He's already blue and green normally, so it's like shades of yellow.
Ooh, gross.
You okay?
No.
I see that.
Can I lay on hands him?
Absolutely.
I give you 30 lay on hands.
Ooh, oh, you went from 0 to 100. Thank you.
Now, listen, I don't have an operating base. This is the best I have, so we will need to make it work. We have the map now.
Aye, we have the map.
With Laura's abilities and the map and this crew, I believe we can start finding pieces to make this puzzle work.
Yeah.
Everyone, and you know how to make the puzzle work to where we can stop this.
I can only help you find the pieces.
I know, but say we find the pieces...
Laura, I believe Laura and crew members here will know what to do when we get the pieces.
Okay.
Let's find the pieces first, Huckabee.
So that's
and then worry
the
about putting the pieces together.
What were they mining
for? I'm not
going
to lie. This is terrible.
Well, they were
more than just
forcing me to build
you got yourself.
Those machines that
gotcha.
Run off of wild magic.
Gotcha. All right.
You've got yourself a book.
I don't know if I can write that much.
A sonnet.
Well, enough. We can talk more later. You guys need rest. Let me get us to safety.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Do you mind if I sleep?
Please do. And the DM will remind you that any magical items you have, please remove from your inventory.
Yeah. That was my baby.
There is no exceptions. Everything is gone.
So, out of game newbie question, that means like anything other than... Like, bare minimum shit, right?
Anything you had in your inventory, delete.
I have no weapon other than a dagger.
You don't even have that.
Yeah, I do.
Fuck your vorpal sword.
My dagger is a straight fucking dagger.
Anyways... That wraps it up. We will continue our adventures some other time.
Woo, I want to say thank you, Daddy, but I really want to say fuck you, Daddy.
Oh, that was amazing.
I love
thank you
axe.
For listening to this wonderful episode of Monroe's Chess presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting platform and drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a lovely comment.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know what you thought of this up, down, left, right episode. And we'll see what Fizzgig has on the horizon for us. And as always, we'll see you on the horizon.
Yes. Fuck, that's sexy.
Woo!
Toodles.
Bye.
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 Bye.